We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, on a Thursday afternoon. We take a look around this country, and if you're like me, you're doing a lot of head shaking right about now and trying to figure out exactly where we wind up and can we really come through this? Can we survive this? The idea that's being pushed now by the Democrats to have everybody vote by mail is so unbelievably absurd, so unbelievably asinine, that there was actually, believe it or not, a CBS News report that pointed out there could be 3% of the votes that just never show up. Now, the other thing that occurs to me is that if you have all of these mail-in ballots, you're going to have a whole bunch of them discovered, well, you know, after the election. You're going to find a whole bunch of Democrat ballots, a whole bunch of ballots punched for Biden with just the right amount necessary to put him over the line if there's a close election. I'm just saying. My friend Todd Starnes, of course, covers all of this and more. Great website, toddstarnes.com. You hear him coast to coast and his commentaries and read his books, and I'm always thrilled to welcome him to the show. Todd, thank you for being here.
You know, Jeff Katz, there are some absolute truths in life, and one of them being, of course, that if you live in Memphis, Tennessee in the summertime, you're going to deal with armpit sweat. And the second being that the cemetery vote always goes for the Democrats.
That's right. You know, Todd, you have to remember, I grew up in Philadelphia. We routinely had 70 and 80% voter turnout from cemeteries.
And I'm not sure why the dead vote for Democrat. They really don't need to. I mean, some people thought, well, Obamacare. Well, they don't need health care. They're dead. So, again, it's beyond me why they... I just don't understand, but they do.
They do. They do in large numbers. Hey, what do you think the chances are that Joe Biden emerges from his basement and sees his shadow?
Well, I think the chances are pretty good. He'll probably go over and show the shadow his leg hair and talk about corn pops. So I...
You know,
it's interesting about Joe Biden, and this is, we were talking about this on our show earlier today. I mean, the issue here is not so much that Joe Biden is running. I mean, I don't think he even knows that he is running. I think what we're watching unfold on national television in all seriousness is a form of elder abuse. But beyond that, I think the bigger story is who is the former vice president going to pick as his running mate? That is the big question, because that person will inevitably become the president of the United States. It might happen midway through his inaugural address.
Yes.
But that's how serious of a situation this is. I mean, we would joke about it, but the reality is you could have a radical left-wing progressive in the Oval Office.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think that there's any doubt but that we will wind up with that. And we both know Joe Biden's not really going to be president. He's the figurehead, and even being a figurehead, he's not very good.
No, and you know, I was talking to Tim Murtaugh. He's the comms director for the Trump campaign earlier today, and we asked him about the president's tweet. You know, the president he calls the entire mainstream media to become triggered today when he asked the question, you know, should we delay the election? Now, what's fascinating is the Democrats have been asking that question months ago, Jeff Katz, and nobody batted an eyelash. The reality is, of course, the president does not have that authority. That authority rests with Congress. Right. But it is a legitimate question that he raises about the integrity of the voting process. And as we have seen in New York City, it you know, there's one election that still has yet to be decided. They're still counting the votes. I mean, mercy, Jeff.
It is absurd. There's no question about it. Todd Starnes is joining us, and Todd is, well, he's many things. He's a wonderful author, great talk show host, somebody who really does lighten up my day when he's here. Todd, one of the things that I'd like us to touch on a little bit is the passing of a great American in Herman Cain. And I don't know, I just haven't seen all that much attention paid to the fact that Herman passed away. Have you?
No, and that's sad, because he really was, you know, an American success story. This was a man who lived the American dream. Herman Cain was just an incredible businessman. He had a knack for turning around companies that were failing. And, of course, he ran in the 2012 Republican presidential primary and really had a terrific showing, had a great radio show, and was just one of the nicest guys around. You've seen the articles about Ellen DeGeneres where, you know, if you sit down and hang out with Ellen, you're not even allowed to look at her. You know, you have to, like, cower in fear. You know, Herman wasn't one of those guys. Did you read that article, by the way? That was shocking.
I did.
She was like, who knew that Ellen DeGeneres was like the Joan Crawford of midday talk show hosts?
I said no wire hangers, Starnes.
Jeez. No wire hangers. I wanted the bubblegum lipstick.
That's right.
but I have no idea what that means, actually. But I will say this. Herman Cain, I was we had spoken. You know, he and I were on the speaking circuit together. And, mm-hmm. you know, we knew each other casually. Well, anyway, I forget what city we were in, but there was this Delta Sky Club. And I had gone into the Delta Sky Club, sat down, and was drinking a Baptist martini. That's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon for you Baptists over at IMB headquarters in Richmond. So in comes Herman Cain and his entourage, and he says, Todd Starnes. And I'm like, Herman Cain. And he sat down, and we had a great conversation, about 45 minutes, and just the nicest, kindest guy you would know. Just like yourself, Jeff Katz.
Well, I appreciate that. That's awfully kind. I'm certainly not on Herman's level. I'm barely on your level at this point. But, you know, I appreciate that. Can we talk about Nevada? Because in Nevada, you are allowed to go to the casino, but you are not allowed to go to church. Is this insanity, or is this what the left is now trying to foist on us and say, oh, yeah, this makes perfect sense?
Well, you can also go to strip clubs in Nevada as well. And it really is a shocking double standard when you think about it, that you can have hundreds, if not thousands, of people inside a casino or a strip club, and that those same people are a health hazard if they go to the local church. You know, these are the policies that are implemented by these Democrat governors. It's even worse in California, where Gruesome Newsom actually told churches, well, you're not allowed to hold indoor services, and you're also not allowed to sing songs. You have to, like, fire your worship band because you can't be singing. And it's not really a surprise. You know, I write about this in my book, Culture Jihad, that the left really does want to silence and marginalize the Christian church. Here's my recommendation for the churches in Nevada, Jeff Katz. I think they can meet so long as they install a pole and have double your tithe night. I'm sorry. That was sacrilege, I think. I heard thunder outside.
Well, it's not just sacrilegious. It's really, really funny. And I almost had something in my – I was drinking something. My gosh, Starnes, now I got a whole desk I got to clean up thanks to you. I hope you're happy.
I apologize.
That's all right. Now I'm reconsidering whether I want to ask you about the Norwegian flag. But all right, I'm all in at this point. Can you had this on your website today. about an inn somewhere taking down a Norwegian flag.
So there's this couple in St. There's a couple in St. John's, Michigan, and they're Norwegian. They're Scandinavian. And so it's like, you know, Hans and Yoder or something. I don't know. Anyway, they decided they were going to like start a bed and breakfast. And so they bought this beautiful mansion. It's called the Nordic Pineapple. It's a B&B. So what do? They put the Norwegian flag out in front of their, you know, Norwegian-themed B&B. And it's a beautiful flag. It's red and blue with a little white cross. And all of a sudden, they started getting this hate mail from people accusing them of being flaming, raging racist.
Oh my God.
And as the story goes, the good people of St. John's, Lord love them, but they don't have the sense God gave a goose, because they think the Norwegian flag is, in fact, the Confederate flag. But here's what gets me. So even when they are told, well, actually, this is a Norwegian flag, they still, you know, the cancel culture mob says people could perceive the Norwegian flag to be the Confederate flag, so it still needed to come down, which led me to write this and offer this suggestion. Maybe they need to stop putting white bed sheets and terry cloth bath robes in the rooms, lest the guest be mistaken for Klansmen.
Oh, my gosh. Todd, we have gotten to the point, have we not, where it is the dumbest people amongst us, which is who are dictating every single part of our lives.
Well, we are, and it's really a shame. And I mean, it really is a shame, because, you know, we're dealing with people that, you know, are ignorant, and they don't want to be educated. You know, this is just silliness. But this is the reality of the situation, and that's why a lot of people like the J.K. Rowlings and Gloria Steinems of the world are finally waking up, and the Andrew Sullivans of the world are waking up and realizing, holy cow, what have we done? Yes. And I just hope it's not too late to undo the damage.
I do as well. Listen, Todd, I want folks to consume more Starn. So I always drive them to toddstarns.com. Anything there that they ought to be getting today? Would it be Culture Jihad? Is that the best way to start with their Starns diet?
It's a fun book, but it really did kind of predict all of the stuff that's happening. It came out in October, and we talk about ways that we can correct the damage that's been done to the country. And later today, we had Phil Robertson and Ted Nugent on the show, and I'm surprised we still have our FCC license. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Sweet mercy, as a friend of mine might say. All right, Todd, I appreciate you being here, and it really, truly is always my pleasure, and I thank you for making yourself available.
Well, it's always an honor to hang out with you, my good friend.
Thank you, sir. That is Todd Starnes, and I would urge you, please, check out his website, toddstarnes.com, toddstarnes.com. There's the Toddcast there. There are his books. Again, I would start with Culture Jihad. It's a very, very, very prescient book. It really is. It really is. It's just something. It's something that needs to be read. I'm just going to leave it at that. That's all. All of Todd's books are enjoyable, but there are some that I think are a little more important. And what we're seeing right now is a culture war. And I know that comes as no shock to most of us. What we're seeing right now is an attack, an all-out attack on America. And we can talk about debates, and we can have disagreements. That is not a problem. It may be contentious. It may be disturbing to some, but it really, in the big picture, is not a problem to have debates or discussions or disagreements. What is a problem is when we are destroying our own nation. When we are destroying our nation in an effort to somehow make the worst folks feel better about having these terrible thoughts. Again, we differentiate. If you are talking about Black Lives Matter, the phrase, right? I don't know a single solitary person that would say, oh, no, black lives don't matter. Of course they matter. And that's the phrase. Black lives matter. We're all in agreement on that. Every single human being is in agreement on that. Although there are some of us who would ask, if black lives matter, when do they start to matter? I am crushed when I see the millions, millions of little black babies who have been killed over the years. I am puzzled about the placement of so many Planned Parenthood, quote, clinics in black neighborhoods. Now, for me, I draw a line back to Margaret Sanger, a vicious, ugly, racist, anti-Semitic bigot who started Planned Parenthood. Now, I understand why she wants those clinics placed in those neighborhoods, but maybe it's a question for some other people to ask. But that gets back to the phrase Black Lives Matter. What about the organization Black Lives Matter? Well, I don't have to tell you about the organization. You can go online today, and in a matter of three clicks, you can learn everything there is to know about the organization. Then you tell me, are they one and the same? Is it the same motivation? Is it the same set of goals? Or is there something different going on? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.